Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is episode 43, and I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great, Dave. Don't you mean to say good morning?
Good morning.
This is early, Dave.
Yes, it is.
You were at the Cubs game yesterday, and so that kind of ate into our usual Friday night podcast time, but you saw a great game. And,
yes, I did.
And as you know, I had some air conditioning issues yesterday, which got fixed late last evening, and now my house is back cool. So we are doing this very early on Saturday morning.
That's okay. But
I got my coffee. I've got MLB Network on mute on the TV, and I'm ready to go, bro.
All right, let's do it. Visit our website at offthechartshorseracing.com, and at the top of the page, you find all our links. And make sure you listen to that's how you listen to all of the way you can listen to us. All our bases are covered right up the top there. Join our Facebook group. It's out there as well. And we have all kinds of other links there, so take a listen. On the Amazon Echo, you could say Echo, play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn, and you'll be able to listen to us there as well. Follow us on Twitter at Off the Charts HR, as Steve may post any late changes or maybe there even other picks he might find. We have over almost 11,000 downloads here, and we appreciate that. Episode 42 is over 400 times, so we cannot thank you enough for listening. So this week's agenda, of course, as always, we review last week. Horse Nugget segment this week is going to be Pace Makes the Race. That should be an interesting topic. And then this week, Steve decided to handicap the Gulfstream. We have five races this week, including yep. Pick three. So let's go ahead and go into last week's results.
Yeah, Dave. So real quickly, it was a really light menu last week, as you recall. Handicapped three stakes races. We had one top pick winner, and that was the winner at Santa Anita. Overall, we've had 234 stakes races handicapped, 107 top two pick winners, and once again, 45% win percentage in picking either or betting on either our first or second selections. Remember, that's not a 45% ROI. It's 45% winners. So still doing good. Still tracking along around that 45% mark, meaning that the winner of these stakes races can, at least pretty close to half the time, can be found in our top two picks, which, you know, in my opinion, is still a pretty good pace.
Yeah, not a bad pace at all. I'm going to just keep going here. All right, let's go into the course nugget segment and talk about Pace Makes the Race. That's an interesting topic. Tell us what that's all about.
Yeah, Dave, so speaking of pace, I decided to do a real quick course nugget segment in my never-ending desire to educate people and people who are listening that want to be better handicappers. So, you know, a really important component of handicapping any race is understanding what the pace of that race is going to be. So I'm going to just mention some things that I look for and some markings that I make on my racing form that help me identify potentially what the pace looks like. So whenever I handicap a card or a race, Dave, I always identify the horses that I think will show early speed, and I mark those with an SP speed. And I also then identify any of the horses that I think are the real closers in the race with a CL. They don't have an SP or a CL by their name, it means that they're kind of mid-pack kind of horses. But a good way to just get a feel for what the pace might look like is to start to go through your racing form and identify horses that you think will be early speed horses with an SP and the closers in the race with a CL. Once I've done that, lots of times I find that there's only maybe one horse that I've marked with an SP, meaning that they really show early speed, and that's what I would call lone speed. And horses that look like they're going to get out on the front end without any pressure from anyone else, oftentimes will go wire to wire, and oftentimes will outrun their buyer speed figures. So for me, you know, I know a lot of handicappers that only look at the speed figures and, you know, just decide, well, the fastest horse is going to win the race. But pace does make the race, Dave. So if you get a speed horse, they can get out on the front end and relax. A lot of times they'll carry that speed. So I, as you know, in my handicapping, I like to look for lone speed. Mm-hmm. But then if I've got a bunch of horses I've marked with an SP for speed, if there's three, four horses in the race that that I've marked with that, then I start looking at the fact that this could be a potential speed battle where the horses that get out on the front end will burn each other out. And then it sets it up either for the mid-pack horses or the closers. So I start to look a little bit more closely at those horses. And then, of course, I'm always looking for those horses with the sub 12 second eighths of a mile or the 22 second quarters of a mile, you know, those horses that can show a burst in the lane. Many times, though, I don't just dismiss sometimes a speed horse if I think he or she is the speed of the speed. So there, you know, at times, you know, you can identify three or four horses with an SP, but if there's a horse that's really got that kind of speed that they could out sprint early in the race, the rest of the speed, sometimes those horses, if they can get a breather for a quarter, they can go wire to wire as well. Another thing to important note to make when thinking about pace and racing, it's important to note when you start to mark up your form that route speed is not sprint speed. So horses that show speed at routes, and when you take a look at the quarters and the fractions those horses are running, they're much slower. When those horses transition from route racing to sprints, they won't show that same kind of speed. In fact, I have found horses that show early speed in routes oftentimes wind up being closers in sprint races. And just the opposite's true, right? Horses that are sprinting and then stretch out to a route will generally show speed because they have been sprinting. And now the distance is farther and they will generally show some good early foot. The bottom line, Dave, and I do this in every race that I handicap, is mm-hmm. I try to visualize how the race will unfold based on the notations I've made in the racing form. And I try to take advantage of pace scenarios where I think there's, you know, I have an advantage in the horse that I'm picking, either a closer or a horse that might show early speed and be able to go wire to wire. But I am a speed handicapper, so I oftentimes like horses that will get out on the front end, and I just know if those horses relax, they can go wire to wire. So I thought I would do a quick nugget on pace makes the race.
Oh, great. Some great tips. And another piece of your arsenal that you have to go into to do your handicapping, because there's a lot to do with it. It's not just this, but everybody needs to look at different types of angles, and this is one of many, as I think it is, right?
Correct.
All right. So let's kick right into the handicapping for this week. We're at Gulfstream Park. We're going to start with the third race. It is the first leg of the pick three. This is seven furlongs. It's the Azalea for $75,000. And go ahead and give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So I've handicapped five Gulfstream races here. Yep. The last two races that I handicapped on this card, I think, are both graded stakes races, which is great. Yep. In this third race at Gulfstream today, Saturday, my top selection is going to be the four horse. The four horse is Rider's Almanac. Jose Velez trains. Luis Saez is down in Florida today to ride in these stakes races. If you remember, Saez was the leading jockey at Gulfstream during the championship meet. This horse is 10-1 in the morning line. So I didn't go much farther than circling the fact that Saez is on this horse. I think this is a significant jockey change. Yep. This horse looks like it shows early speed. Looks like she needed the last race. She was off almost a six-month layoff. Had a nice even effort, very close to the pace, with some pretty fast fractions. Should have tightened her up pretty good. And I'm expecting a good effort here, Dave, at 10-1. So let's make the four horse, Dave, Rider's Almanac, our top selection in this third race at Gulfstream today. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the two horses, Florida Fuego. David Fox trains. Tyler Gaffleone's the jockey, 5-1 in the morning line. Tyler won with this horse last time out. He gets, in fact, in three of this horse's wins, Tyler Gaffalione has been the jockey. This horse seems to like the Gulfstream Park dirt track. Four starts, two wins, through a high of a 72 buyer on this track at Gulfstream. So this horse looks like it's in pretty good form. Fox is 17%, which is not bad in stakes races, and we get the top jockey at Gulfstream right now, Tyler Gaffalione. So let's make the two-horse day Florida Fuego our second selection in this third race. And our third and final selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the six-horse. The six-horse is Star Cloud, Oscar Gonzalez trains. Miguel Vasquez is the jockey. 2-1 in the morning line. This horse just was in too deep last time. She was in raced in the Acorn at Belmont, Grade One. Faced Manamoy girl. You know, I do really good pronouncing that one from past podcasts. Loves. Take a look at the Gulfstream Park record, Dave. Five starts at Gulfstream, four wins through an 86 buyer speed figure in there. This horse raced really awful though in that Acorn, so I'm hoping that the class relief will mean something here. That Acorn was certainly off a laugh, but she really got in over her head there. So let's make the six horse Dave Star Cloud our third selection, Dave. So to summarize, Dave, Gulfstream Park's third race today, Saturday, our selections are 4, 2, 6.
Okay, and then make sure everybody realizes that's a short field. It's only six horses, so let's hope there aren't any scratches, because that always puts some difficulty into that handicapping. Am I correct on that?
Yes. Yeah, and sometimes will affect some of the superfecta pools and whether they, you know, let the superfecta or the trifectas happen. So, yeah, you need to pay attention.
Be aware of that. So, moving on, we'll go on to the fourth race. Fourth race is 5 furlongs on the turf. It's the Bob Humphrey Turf Sprint, $75,000 for three-year-olds and upward.
Yeah, Dave, so my top selection in this race is going to be the 5 horse. The 5 is Focus on Me. David Brady trains. Nick Juarez is the jockey. 6-1 on the morning line. I've got this thing second off the layoff. I have the very nice sub 12-second eighth of a mile the last time out on the Gulfstream Park turf. There's a number. This horse has been on the Gulfstream Park turf course 4 times, won once, ran a second, threw a 93 buyer speed figure in there earlier in the year. Juarez looks like he'll probably fit this thing. This is a jockey change from Jaramillo. So a lot of signs point to this horse, Dave. Mostly I like the second off the layoff, and I like the sub 12-second last eighth of a mile this horse raced the last time. So let's make the 5 horse Focus on Me our top selection. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the 8 horse. The 8 horse is Peony Price. Ralph Ziady is the trainer. Egdrazi is the jockey. Dave, this thing's 3-5 morning line. I did mark this horse as a speed horse, obviously, threw a 97 buyer speed figure last time. Also raced a sub 12-second last eighth of a mile. The turf record is sparkling. 17 starts, 11 wins, 3 seconds. Has thrown a 107 buyer speed figure in there, but that was last year. This horse is an 8-year-old. So I'm expecting declining form and not necessarily always expect declining form, but I don't expect them to run as fast as they get older. So going to try to beat this horse. Wouldn't blame people if they decided to put this horse on top and play it with the rest of my picks or other picks in the exacta. But I'm going to try to beat the 8 horse, Dave, but the 8 is going to be my second selection. My third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 1 horse. The 1 horse is High Hours. Ralph Nix trains. Luis Saez is the jockey. Another 10-1 shot with Saez on board. I noted that there's an equipment change here to blinkers on. This horse is a 7-year-old, but has not raced in North America. But for what those 3 starts there. 11 starts on the turf, 4 wins, 5 seconds. maybe there's some improvement here. Maybe the blinkers will help. I know that Saez is going to help. So let's put a nice price play in there for exactas and trifectas, Dave. Let's make the one horse high hours our third selection. So, Dave, in the fourth race at Gulfstream today, Saturday, our selections are 5, 8, 1.
Okay. And the eight horse, 10 for 14 at Gulfstream Park, pay any price. That's quite a record.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know that's horrible odds, but hard to not look at that.
It's hard to beat that. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. All right. Let's move to the fifth race. This is the third leg of the pick three. It's 7 furlongs. It's the carryback, $75,000 for 3-year-olds. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave. This is a pretty nice race. I really like my pick in this race, so I'm going to put the 5-horse Phantom Row on top as our top selection. Ralph Nix trains Edgar Zayas as the jockey, 9-2 in the morning line. I like the workouts. I like that 3-furlong blowout just the other day on the 26th of June. But even more importantly, I underlined some of the notes in the comment line here. The place horse in this horse's last race won next time out by 14 lengths, throwing a 97 buyer speed figure. And the winner also of that race repeated in a $400,000 stakes race. So that last race that Phantom Row was in at Gulfstream Park on the 2nd of September was clearly a live race. This horse raced third in that race and was the post time favorite. So got a feeling there's a little bit left for this horse. Certainly lightly raced, and like I said, Dave, I kind of like this selection. So I'm going to make the 5-horse just based on the company and some of the results of this horse's last race of some of the other horses that were in the race. With this horse, I'm going to make the 5-day Phantom Row my top selection. My second selection in this race is going to be the 6, Powerful Venezuela. I almost said Valenzuela. I'm watching
Fernando
baseball
Valenzuela,
right
maybe.
Yeah. V. Barboza is the trainer. M.A. Vasquez, who I like, by the way. Miguel Vasquez, I find him to be on some pretty live long shots wherever he races. I know that he made a try, I believe, at Oak Lawn this past spring. But I like Vasquez on long shots, especially at Gulfstream. So going to make the 6-horse at 5-1, our second selection. I've noted that this trainer is a 23% trainer in stakes races, and that last effort off the layoff was pretty good after a trainer change, as you can see. So let's make the 6-horse Powerful Venezuela our second selection. And our third and final selection, Dave, will be the post-time favorite, the 1-horse War Giant. War Giant is trained by Oscar Gonzalez. Esmael Jaramillo is the jockey. This horse is 8-5 in the morning line. Has two 180 plus buyer speed figures the last time out. That was a really cheap race the last time, and he threw in that 87 buyer speed figure, and it was on a sloppy track. So got a feeling this thing's going to get over bet, and broke its maiden in a maiden claiming race, wired a field of optional claimers, $16,000 optional claimers last time in the slop. Yeah. This just looks like over bet to me. So so I'm going to put him in there, though, Dave. War Giant, the 1-horse, is our third selection. So in Gulfstream Park's fifth race on Saturday today, our selections are 5, 6, 1.
All right. Let's hope we hit the pick three. That's great selections. All right, we'll move down towards the end of the card, and we're going to move down to the 12th race. The 12th race is 7 furlongs. It's a grade 2, and it's the Prince Rooney. Purse is $250,000 for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, so it's the Princess Rooney, so I think the females in this race would probably be offended at Prince Rooney.
Did I say Prince? Oh, my God. It's really early today. I thought I said Princess Rooney.
That's a beautiful thing.
Consider me corrected.
Dave, that's why this is fun for us.
Yes.
So my top selection in this race is the three horse. The three horse is my Miss Tappet. Todd Pletcher trains Tyler Gaffleone as the jockey. This horse is 4-1 the morning line. This horse is 2-for-2 at the distance. Nice Tomlinson, 384 for this distance. Pletcher trains, got a number of bullet workouts in the bank coming into the race. Hey, Dave, 3-for-3 at Gulfstream Park, this horse. bought this horse for $550,000. This is a Tappet. These Tappets have a tendency to get better the more and longer they race. It just looks like a good setup for this horse at 4-1. So let's make the three horse, Dave, my Miss Tappet, our top selection. Our second selection is going to be the two horse Miss Locust Point. John Service trains, 21% trainer out there right now. J.A. Vargas is the jockey, 5-1 in the morning line. This horse has got speed. This horse is third off a layoff. This horse has bullet workouts in its bank. I'm coming into the race. Wouldn't surprise me if this horse won. So let's make the two horse Miss Locust Point our second selection. And our third and final selection will be, excuse me, the post time favorite, the one horse Curlin's Approval, Happy Alter trains. Excuse me. Luis Saez is the jockey. This horse is 6-5 in the morning line, though, Dave. And second off a layoff, threw an 89 buyer speed figure in there. Maybe might bounce, though it looks like the win was pretty easy. Did throw some nice workouts after that race, which usually tells me that maybe the bounce is not in play. Take a look at the record at Gulfstream Park, 14 starts, 8 wins, 3 seconds. This horse will logically be the post-time favorite, but I'm going to try to beat this horse. So let's make the one horse Curlin's Approval our third and final selection, Dave. So in the 12th race at Gulfstream on Saturday, our selections are 3-2-1. Right. And did you mention this is a daily double? I mean, you can play the double with this race and the next one.
You're reading my mind. I was just going to say that.
Yeah,
this will be the first leg of a daily double. So we got the, now we're going to move right into the 13th race, which will be the second leg of the third of the daily double. And this race is 6 furlongs. It's a grade 3. It's the Smile Sprint. It's $250,000, and it's 3-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so we've handicapped 5 stakes races. I didn't really give you any difficult names to pronounce in the stakes race. Our friend Nick is going to be disappointed.
Yeah, he is.
So our my top selection in this 13th race, Dave, on Saturday, is going to be the two-horse. The two-horse is Classic Rock. Kathy Ritvo trains. Luis Saez is the jockey. Boy, I think I picked Saez either for second or third in all the races that I've handicapped today. Saez is the jockey, 5-2 in the morning line. Saez has been on this horse, the horse's last 3 wins. This horse is a speed horse, 7 starts at Gulfstream Park, 6 wins, a 95 top buyer speed figure. This horse is a 4-year-old colt, so you know that I like the improve angle on 4-year-olds. This is a competitive race. And as we go down and look at my second selection, Dave, which is the 8-horse. The 8-horse is XY Jet, and I know you're familiar with XY Jet.
Yep.
George Navarro trains. Esmel Jaramillo is the jockey. This horse is 4-5 in the morning line. What I'm really counting on here, Dave, is I'm counting on the Dubai Bounce. And, you know, these horses that go over to Dubai and race in those races at Maidan generally don't come back with a strong effort first race after coming back from overseas that far away. And in fact, I circled that race at Maidan on March 26th of 2016. XY Jet came after that. After that race, raced in the Vosburgh at Belmont and, you know, threw a pretty subpar 92 buyer speed figure, and then followed that up with an 89 buyer speed figure at Laurel. So actually the two races after Maidan, there was certainly a significant drop in buyer speed figures. So I'm counting on XY Jet to have what I like to call the Dubai bounce. So let's make the 8 horse though, XY Jet, our second selection, Dave. And our third and final selection, let's put a long shot in there. Let's go to the rail. The one horse Reason to Soar, George Weaver is the trainer. Tyler Gaffney owns the jockey. This horse told the one in the morning line, Dave. This horse could get a nice cozy inside trip, the speed battles. This would be the horse that I would expect would show close. This horse closed the last time through a sub 12 second eighth of a mile in there. Also threw in a sub 22 second quarter in there. In the middle quarter. So actually, this is one of those horses that kind of shows a couple of fast middle quarters that may get overlooked at times, I feel, by handicappers. I like fast middle quarters and eighths of a mile. So let's put the one horse, Dave, Reason to Soar, in as our third selection. A little light on the buyer's speed figures, but is improving in the buyer's speed figures. In race 13 at Gulfstream today, Saturday, our selections, Dave, are 2, 8, 1.
All right, great. Let's wrap this up. Let's hope you hit that daily double. Go to our website, offthechartshorseracing.com, and check it out. So then listen to us, click the links. Follow us on Twitter, offthechartshr. There'll be some podcast updates, any race day changes, which is going to be probably not short, but it's happening today, so we are recording today, Saturday when we record this. And if you have any questions, you want to send us an email, our email address is questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. And with that, before we close it out, do you have any other closing comments?
No, I just want to mention, though, that as we go through the summer here, you know, both you and I will, you know, probably have some vacation scheduled. Yep. And so I want people to make sure that they pay attention to us on the podcast. As we'll, you know, my intent will be to continue to try to make picks. What I'll probably do, especially when you're out for the days that you sent me yesterday,
yeah,
I'll probably just put them out on Twitter. So
okay,
all the more reason to start following us on Twitter, because yeah, that's where you're going to find Off the Charts Horse Racing's picks during some of those time frames. And we'll let the listeners know as we get closer to those dates.
Yes, we will. Appreciate that. And with that, thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.